You're listening to the Better Men Podcast, a No Deadbeat Society project. www.wearebettermen.com. So, listening to episode 11 of the We Are Better Men podcast. This is Leyland Deano. I'm doing this one solo. Steve's got some family business. But this one is a quick interview with a guy from Eastern Canada named Charles Winton. And I got connected to this guy through a friend I met at a mentor's retreat late last year. Shout out to SA. Thanks, man. But Charles, this guy has an unbelievable story. He's got cerebral palsy. He's in a wheelchair. His youth was spent in and out of foster care, getting abused. He was bullied everywhere he went in school. Over time, he kind of learned to fight back, and that's how he ended up becoming Canada's first wheelchair boxer, which is what he's after now, crushing that goal. But I mean, even more importantly, or not more importantly, but even just as important, in 2012, this guy had national spotlight. And I remember seeing the articles. Him and his wife, who also has cerebral palsy, had a child, William, and he was born. And a few weeks after he was born, or during that process, I believe the Children's Aid, which is basically social services, stepped in and said, you know, we don't think you're going to be able to take care of this kid. And, you know, maturely looking at the situation, you know, one might think that. But needless to say, him and his wife, you know, they went up against the system. They proved that they had the supports in place, that they had the village that they needed. And they eventually won, and the Children's Aid Society agreed with them that they could raise their child. And that's what it's about. You know, is this guy, he just has drive. And I asked him some questions. Thankfully his manager, his boxing manager, Sean, was on the call too. It's of course difficult to understand Charles sometimes, but you can hear what he's saying, even if you can't understand it. But yeah, let's jump right into that interview because this was life changing. This guy's just, you know, this is what life's about.
Something else, but let me bring him on.
Perfect.
Okay.
Awesome.
Charles Leland.
Hey.
Hello. Hi, Charles. Thank you so much for doing this, man. I really, really appreciate it.
No problem.
Awesome. So I'm gonna jump right into it because I've spent the past few hours reading your story, and I got some questions for you, but. But I think what I'm going to do first is then ask some questions for you, Sean. What I'll do is at the beginning of the podcast, I'll do an intro and a bunch of information. So if it seems like I'm skipping some of the fundamentals, don't stress. It'll all be there. But who are you, Sean, and why are you involved and why are you helping Charles out? What's kind of the gist of what you're about and why you're doing this?
Yeah. So my name's Sean Morris. I'm 38 years old. I live in the city of Toronto. I work as a real estate broker, agent for new condominiums, new construction, new developments all over the GTA. And love it. I've known Charles for 3 years now. I met him at a leadership conference and was amazed by his ability to step up and speak what was on his mind and challenge what he needed to challenge and help people to think a different way. And because of that, I had a connection with him on that weekend, and we stayed in touch. And here we are, you know. When I found that he was doing this, I really appreciate the cause especially in terms of just helping one community of people, the disabled community, to look at things in a different way and just remember that they can achieve their dreams and to continue to go after them and not quit.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. The whole effort here is just amazing. And Charles, what you're doing is amazing, man. I'll shorten the background story so I can talk about it later. But you know, you spent your youth and bouncing around foster homes.
Yeah,
you went through some abuse. You were bullied in your youth. I'm gonna ask you, when you wake up in the morning, right now, like today, what's the first thing you think about?
Doing
what he's doing. So he said that, Charles said that, doing what I'm doing, boxing.
Yes.
Thinks about boxing first thing.
Amazing. So I'm going to ask you, Charles, in 2012, you had some spotlight. There was, the Children's Aid Society out east there, who's kind of like the social services, got involved in your life, and your son was born William. And you beat the odds. You and your wife beat the odds there. You did something that probably hadn't been done before in terms of the Supreme Court of Canada. Why more? I mean, you've done so much. You've accomplished something huge. Why boxing now? Why are you pushing yourself again to do something even bigger?
Why not?
I think that's a quotable. Why not? That's right. All right. What I'm gonna ask a kind of a general question for you that our audience kind of listens for. What makes a good man to you? What do you think makes a good man?
I knew his words. Be honest, he'd do what he said he would do, and to stand by his word.
So stand by his word, do what he says he's going to do, keeps his word.
Maybe. Okay, my last question for you, Charles, is any guy out there, I mean guy or woman, but specifically guy, because that's who we speak to on this show and stuff, if they're disabled or they're challenged by something in their life, or they feel it because maybe it's mental health related, and there's a dream they have, and they want to achieve that dream, but that's holding them back, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, no matter what has happened in your life, never give up hope.
I would tell them, no matter what happens in your life, never give up hope.
Wow. I mean, and coming from, Charles, with everything you've gone through and you've done so far, that's amazing.